Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
All right, and welcome back for another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I hope everybody is doing well, and looks like I'm back in the flow of releasing these Ask T-Bone segments. And today we have a question submitted by Meenal, and it says, I know you're a Cerec lover, but I have to ask. I just purchased a new practice and am in the market for a digital scanner. I want to use it for crown and bridge, possibly implants because I place them as well, and for Invisalign scanning. I know Sirona has a closed platform, however. Products like iTero are open platform. Does this matter, and how should it affect my decision? So let's talk about this. Cerec Chairside is a semi-closed platform. Listen, I'm making statements from my perspective, not from Dentsply Sirona's perspective, because I don't know the exact marketing terminology. I don't know the exact legality and terminology of this. But there are systems that are truly open. And by open, I mean you can take your digital impression and literally put it into any other software. Now, Sirona or Cerec is that and not that. So what do I mean by that? Sounds like a politician's answer. You know, the first thing I would ask you is, why do you need an open system? What would an open system do for you? Okay, so that's the first question. So, you know, if you're looking, hey, I want to do crown and bridge, certainly Cerec can do that. So there's no benefit of having an open system there. Two, if you want to do implants, in my opinion, a no system is better than the Sirona system for implants, certainly with their cone beam and Cerec integration. And for Invisalign, Cerec also does Invisalign submissions through the Cerec Ortho software. So if you said to me, hey, that's what I'm looking for, then I would say certainly Cerec is a great option. Now, if you say to me, hey, I don't know what else I want to do, and then I would say, what else could you do? What else is there that you may want to do in the future? So I think there's a lot of people, a lot of manufacturers are competing products that will make this touting for you. And look, I am biased towards Cerec. I want to make that perfectly clear. But at the end of the day, what I'm looking for, anytime I make a purchase, I want that purchase to be good for me today and good for me tomorrow. So most people that buy digital impression systems, cameras that literally only send to laboratories, I always ask them, do you ever think you're going to mill? And they always say no. And I always say that don't say never. So I always look at it this way. If I could buy a system and I've used that money to add on a milling unit, why would I not want to do that? So I would say, for example, with iTero, that is not an option for you, that you can't mill in office with an iTero camera. So you would literally be buying a camera. I'm not saying iTero is good or bad. You would literally buy a camera that all it can do is take digital impressions. So I would look at that as a negative. You know, same with 3Shape at this current time. You buying a camera, although a very good camera, that all it can do is take digital impressions. It cannot mill. It cannot do any of those things at this point in time. So I look at that and I say, why would you not want a system that would allow you to, if you decided to mill chairside, you don't have to buy a whole brand new system. You literally can upgrade into a milling unit. So I look at that. Now, on the chairside part of it, the reason what makes the Sirona system, the Cerec system, work so well is that it is a pretty closed system. In other words, you can take their images with their camera using their software and their milling unit, and that's all. For chairside restorations. That's what makes it work. That's what make it work all the time. That's what, you know, we don't have these issues of this system doesn't work with that system. The camera's not communicating with the software, not communicating the milling unit. We generally don't have those issues. And that's because it is a pretty much a closed system on the chairside part of it. Now, what most people don't understand and what, you know, the misinformation is out there is that when you get into using Cerec as a digital impression system, now, whether you bought it as a standalone digital impression system or if you bought it as a chairside system, you have digital impression capabilities. It's called Sirona Connect. And how that works is you take your digital impression and then you can literally use the Connect software and send it to a Sirona laboratory. Now, once your Sirona laboratory gets it, they with their InLab 15 software, it becomes an open system. And what do I mean by that? They can take your digital impression, they can convert it to an STL file, which is a universal language that every software accepts. So it is a semi-open system. It's not open in the sense on the chair side part of it, but from the Connect and laboratory side, as soon as I send that to my third-party laboratory, my Sirona laboratory, they're able to convert that into a file that they can use with 3Shape, with ExoCAD, with many of the other programs out there. And I know this from fact because I work with labs that utilize 3Shape for some of their more advanced restorative options. And they take my scans and convert them to 3Shape to use in the laboratory. So I think this Sirona has probably not done a good enough job of marketing this capability. I think the other competitors are doing a somewhat disingenuous job of saying that the system is not open. But the truth is I can take a digital impression with my Cerec camera and I can use it anywhere. It's just a matter of knowing the right workflow and knowing how to make it happen and not just believing what happens. So it does involve the step of sending it to the laboratory with an InLab 15 and then they can convert it, export it out, and do whatever they want with it. So I would say that it is an open system. I would just wouldn't call it a completely, truly open system. I'd call it a semi-open system, but it is open nonetheless. So that's what I would say. So does it matter open versus closed? I say 90% of the time it doesn't matter. 10% of the time it does matter. And then does it affect your decision? I would base my decision more about long-term capabilities, the ability to mill in office. I think while you're a new practice, that seems financially unfeasible to you at this point, or it seems like maybe you don't want to do that. But I would say as your practice grows, as your patient base grows, as the patients become more aware of chairside single visit dentistry, I think there'll be more and more pressure to be able to do chairside restorations. And I think, in my biased opinion, there is no better option than Cerec out there for that. So thank you for submitting your questions. And I encourage everybody listening to leave a review on iTunes for the T-Bone Speaks podcast and to also submit questions by visiting www.tbonespeaks.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence and we'll catch you on the next episode.